This will call the conference committee hearing to order. Take the roll.
Chair Hoven.
Yes.
Senator Osmundson.
Here.
Senator Smith. Representative Cook.
Here.
Representative Lenz.
Here.
And Representative Perry.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we're ready for business. Representative Lenz.
Mr. Chairman, I move to strike ascended amendments to House Bill 131. Mr. Chairman.
I think it's just the same front page.
Mr. Chairman, this would be Amendment HB 013101.APM. Mr. Chair.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to explain why we put the amendment on, I guess, and have discussion about it. So I guess I'll oppose the motion to strike the amendment based off the fact that I do feel like this amendment actually helps clean up the law quite a bit. One of the things that and you all know this, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but the amendment cleans it up in the sense that originally when the law was written, it is my understanding and people I have talked to, it was the intent of the legislature at the time to put this into effect to charge an assessment on the fertilizer coming in to the state and being used in the state for the use in the state and to utilize it for research purposes. Currently, and that's what this amendment helps, or one of the parts of the amendment brings up, is the fact that you know, there's fertilizer being brought into the state that is not being used in the state, so therefore why are we taxing it? That's the question, I guess. So there's that portion of it. There's another portion that I think is it needs to be cleaned up, and this amendment does that in the sense that we have people who actually will drive fertilizer through the state, and the way the current code reads is that you have to pay a fee and assessment when you're transporting, when you transport it into the state. Now, once they have done that, technically they need to report that. There's no provision for what if they're just driving through the state. So I guess I have some concerns with the way that we currently have code. That's why we put the amendment on. That's one of the pieces of the amendment. Another piece to the amendment was the fact that we have 100 businesses bringing, roughly, this is as per the Department of Ag, we have 100 businesses bringing fertilizer into the state. They're reporting and being charged a fee on that fertilizer as per the code, and they're utilizing it here. Then we also have 240 businesses that are reporting, again, basically the same number, but actually less accurate, to the department, not paying fees. So we basically have biennially, twice a year. So we have 240 businesses double reporting what's already being reported, and it seems a little silly to put that on these businesses. So, again, that's the second half of the amendment, I guess I'd say. So I guess I'd resist the motion to strike the amendments because I think they actually helped the bill. The bill's fine the way it was, but I think this makes it better. It is an opportunity to clean up some code. So those are my comments.
Further discussion? Senator Representative Lenz.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I brought this forward is I think that leaves that door unnecessarily wide open. I appreciated the content Senator Osmundson has brought forward. I have been processing it for several days now, and this is where I have to come down on, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? Over here. Representative Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not certain what Representative Lentz was indicating by leaving the door open. To me, it seems that it closes the door on a rather large ambiguity in the law that you're just transporting fertilizer through the state, and under current law, you're expected to report it. I also think that paying a fee for a service you never intend to use isn't right. It isn't right. I can't get my head around that. Here you got guys that are bringing fertilizer in and selling it out of state, and yet they're paying a fee for research that's done to study application rates in Montana. So I think they're being unfairly taxed, and for that reason I oppose the amendment.
Further Further discussion?
Question?
Question's been called. Roll call vote.
And Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, we're voting on striking the amendment. Is that correct?
Yes. Striking the amendment and adopting this amendment.
Right.
The amendment to strike.
Right, exactly.
Senator Hoven?
Yes.
Senator Osmundson?
No.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Representative Cook?
No.
Representative Lenz?
Aye.
And Representative Perry?
Yes.
Yes.
And the motion carries by two votes in the House and two votes in the Senate.
We are adjourned.
We are.
Took quick. We are adjourned.
We are.
Took quick.